All religions teach the same. Go beyond your mind. Love the Lord God. Love the Buddha. Love Brahman. Love the Tao. Love that which is changeless, silent, blissful, luminous presence. And realize you are that. And it doesn't matter what prayers or techniques or rituals are employed, but ultimately none of that is anything but vanity and display. When all that is required is simply being free of wanting anything from the world. You know, the Shaivite wisdom schools, if you follow their history, they went through several phases, from the Bhairava Agamas to the Shiva Sutras. The central concept was Swatantriya, freedom. Realize your total freedom. And then the text was written, the Spandakarika. And then the second phase of the teaching was about the Spanda, the Spurana, the wave function that emanates from that free source of infinite consciousness. And the wave function is known as Maya when it collapses and suddenly the consciousness is presented with a hardened world of fixed entities, all different, all in conflict, all in separate internal worlds and frames of reference that do not connect. Il n'y a pas de rapport. There is a sense of estrangement and alienation from simply the wave function that emerges from freedom becoming connected to desire. And that desire for what? For beauty, for purity, for love, for joy, for goodness. But the desire then created an object to represent those values, those virtues, those essences of beauty. And then suddenly you could not have any longer what you desired. And all that you really desired was the wave function that was the emanation of your own freedom. And now that freedom had become bondage. And so in what we quaintly call the Middle Ages, but which is really simply the earlier phase of this final age, all of the religions, especially the East, but even in the West, they were focused on a particular practice. And the serious yogis enacted the practice, which was to actually stay, to live in cremation grounds. But even those who didn't actually stay there and participate in the funerary rituals, the burning ghats in which the bodies were cremated, but became naked and covered themselves with the ashes of those fires. But even those who didn't do that were told to have mental exercises, spiritual exercises, of just recognizing that the whole world is nothing but a cremation ground. It's a world of death. And that death is caused by our desire, which turns our immortal being into mortal mind and mortal representation as body. And so all of the religions teach return to freedom. Don't want anything from this illusory world, and don't focus on it, and that actually has the effect of decollapsing the quantum wave function and allowing the spanda to return to the source, because all you now want is the energy of your own self liberated from that world of death. And so the axioms, the principles of yoga is simply don't want money, don't even want love, don't want your life to have been different than it was, don't want other people to be different than what they are. Don't want your conditions to improve. Don't even want comfort. The less you want, the more free you are. But don't flee from comfort, love, cooperation, good environments either. Accept what is given. And what one's karma spontaneously draws one toward. But without desire or fear, and without believing the grass is greener on the next hill, and without creating narratives of blaming others because the grass isn't green enough here, but remembering that all of this is your dream, and by letting go of all intentionality toward the dream, one escapes from the bondage of the dream and realizes again one's freedom as the dreamer. And so the third phase of the Kashmir Shaivite wisdom schools was the pratyabhigya phase, when the doctrine of recognition was installed. All you have to do, all, your only sadhana, is to recognize the truth of what you are, the truth of reality itself, Chaitanyamatma. All of reality is simply consciousness, your consciousness. But your consciousness freed from all the collapsed wave functions that are produced by your own conceptualizations, your own narratives, your own paradigms, your frames of reference, your projections, your beliefs about the world, about others, about yourself. All of that must be cremated in the fire. The sacrificial fire in which the burning of the ego through the recognition of the free self that does not want the bondage of an ego eliminates the illusion that one has lost one's freedom instantaneously. effortlessly. Because we have only dreamed we have lost our freedom. And once awakened from the dream, we know that nothing can be lost, nor can anything be gained, because we are always already complete and whole, and need nothing and want nothing from the world. But when we no longer want anything from the world also can no longer hurt us. It cannot traumatize us. And suddenly the separation between real one, a world of alienating and destructive entities, impinging, dominating entities, suddenly that is collapsed into real two, the real of divine love. And from a sense of being oppressed and traumatized and dominated, one reaches a state of perfection of acceptance, because the product of all of this is the wisdom to return to freedom. And that brings the superimposition of real three, the vision of non-duality, the perception that all of this is yourself, self-created, self-inflicted, and self-revealed and self-redeemed. And you have all the power to redeem yourself from any bondages, from any sense of indebtedness, from any sense of guilt or shame or of attachment, from any sense of having failed yourself or others, or having been unfairly treated and unable to let go of one's desire for vengeance, for recognition by the other of their need to make amends. When you are free of the belief that there is any other, then all of those collapsed wave functions that had created suffering become once more total bliss. The ananda is reached through that process of completely letting go. And this is not a process that requires time. It requires only the knowledge that this is all that matters. And because it is all that matters, there is no matter other than your own mind. And your mind, once it lets go of all grasping, realizes its freedom. And the freedom which is eternal and infinite in scope, in depth, in dimensionality, in richness, in beauty, in grace, in the nobility that has come from no longer being a beggar, groveling at the feet of the phenomenal plane, wanting something from it that you will never get, but returning to that nobility and purity of spirit that will never disdain to fall into desire. It is that absolute self alone that we are, that must be not only recognized, but completely absorbed into from all the scattered fragments of consciousness that had been projected as a world and dissociated as aspects of consciousness never integrated, that must all be brought back into the unity, the harmony, the absolute, total, complete, perfect order that is the divine beauty of our real nature. And that brings the recognition that all are God. All are the manifestation of the One Self. All is beauty. All is perfection. All is goodness. Even the shadow is light. Even the hatreds are love. Even the slaughter, even the fact that the world is now a real cremation ground, that whole nations are slaughterhouses, and that the world will soon go up in a final conflagration, all of that is simply the gift of the return of freedom from every bondage. So that consciousness that had been projected into every possible entity, every possible collapsed wave function that was a permutation of the possibilities of consciousness to enact its own potentials of beauty and of self-discovery, now finally complete that journey to the discovery of the absolute creative intelligence. From which we have come and to which now we all together return as one. May we recognize and participate in the perfection of this climactic moment of the drama of God's realization as yourself, and bestow the emanation of that beauty of love that wants nothing, that frees all, as the greatest and only gift that we can provide. The recognition in the eyes, in the heart, in the mind, in the consciousness of every being, that you are seeing God and you are seeing God as yourself. There is no other. And with this honoring of Shakti. Shiva and Shakti again become one. And the journey is complete. And graduation from the wheel of life and death. Is conferred. And the final absorption into Paramashiva. The final and ultimate grace is given. May you know that grace here and now. While the body is alive. So that Shakti and the wedding of Shiva and Shakti may be celebrated. And the honeymoon of the world's destruction be experienced as the ultimate grace of liberation from delusion into the supreme reality. All manifestations of God, everywhere and nowhere.